Well, Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
John, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. Like I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. I hope you're all having a wonderful July 4th weekend. A soggy one in New York, though. And you know what that means? That means the UV index was very low today. What does that mean? Well, you know, the UV index, that's how much ultraviolet light gets to you. And you wonder, why are we talking about that on a show like this? Well, this is What's Your Wrinkle. This is the show about you, about your wrinkles, about what you look like. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, host of the show for 17 years with Noah in the studio as my sidekick, and we're here to take your phone calls about you, about what you look like. This is the show about your wrinkles, about splotchy pigmentation. It's a show about small breasts. It's a show about thinning skin and tummies that are overstretched after pregnancy and maybe some fat around your hips. That's what this is all about. As I said, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and I've trained at some pretty good places, Harvard, Cornell, University of Chicago. I'm on the faculty of Columbia University Medical School, and I'm here to take your calls. 800-321-0710 is the phone number at WOR, 800-321-0710. Today, we're going to talk about you. Of course, we're going to talk about your wrinkles. We're going to talk a little bit about that UV index that I just mentioned. It was so low today. It was 1.7. And if you've listened to me, you know that you do not need sunscreen if the UV index is below 3. Now, the dermatologist will tell you, wear it every single day. But it's really senseless. It's unnecessary. There's not enough ultraviolet radiation today on this cloudy, rainy day in New York to cause any sun damage to you. But tomorrow, well, that's a whole different story. Tomorrow, the UV index is going to be 8.2, and that means you are going to burn quickly. 20 minutes in the midday sun, and that's all you can take without either getting in or putting a sunscreen on. A zinc oxide-containing sunscreen is what I recommend. 8.2 tomorrow, 8.7 on July 4th. Boy, that really means you've got to wear sunscreen. If you don't, you'll regret it. You won't regret it maybe today or tomorrow, because all you'll have is a little red skin. If you are in the sun long enough tomorrow, then, well, you might get a blistering sunburn. But you're going to pay for it over time. You're going to pay for it with wrinkles, with rough skin, with those red capillaries that tend to occur in sunburned and sun-damaged skin. Of course, the rough skin, of course, the wrinkles, faster aging. But worse, the worst thing you're going to do is not how you look, but the skin cancers that you are going to get, the basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, and melanomas, those are the ones that are directly related to the amount of sun damage. Now, a lot of you, well, you might have gone to sun tanning salons as a youth, right? You might have exposed yourself, and you say, well, you know, my skin looks pretty good now. I'm 40 years old. I don't really need all that much sunscreen. Well, it's a cumulative damage. And you've got that damage already. You want to prevent further damage. All right, today's show, we're going to be talking about that. We are going to be talking about something you can actually eat. There really is something you can eat to decrease sun damage, and we'll talk about that. And I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. You're going to have to hang on. The phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710, and give us a call. Ask me the questions that have been keeping you up at night, and we'll send you a bottle of, yes, my sunscreen. And that is daytime. It's called Beauty in a Bottle Daytime now. It's an SPF 20 sunscreen, zinc oxide containing. It's got the best stuff, the best sunscreen, because it doesn't affect your body the way the invisible sunscreens, you know, the chemical sunscreens that get in your body. They act like well, they're called endocrine disruptors. Big fancy word, but they're not good for you. Zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are the mineral sunscreens. Those are the ones that are perfectly fine for you. They reflect the light, and that's what I recommend to my patients. All right, we're going to send you a bottle of Daytime if you've got a good question for me. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And Noah tells me there's a call already. Who is it, Noah? All right, Allie, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi there. My name is Allie. I'm 31 years old, and my wrinkle is that I went tanning in a tanning bed when I was 14 years old, probably for a couple of years, and I'm starting to see some fine lines and wrinkles around my eyes and on my forehead, and I have friends who are starting to get Botox and some lasers, and I'd love to know what is the best course of action to prevent aging.
All right, Allie. Well, you know, a lot of states are saying that people under 18 can't even go and go to the suntan salons. And the real reason why they're dangerous is not just the regular ultraviolet light that you're exposed to, but there's something called ultraviolet C light, which is very carcinogenic. And that is in suntanning salons. It's normally filtered out by the atmosphere. And so we don't see that in every day. We see ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B, two different types of ultraviolet light. But the worst one of all is ultraviolet C, and that's what you get in those suntanning salons. And that's why some states have said they should be illegal completely. Some have limited the use to people over 18, because the people that are most susceptible to getting skin cancers, I hate to tell you this, Allie, are people under age 18 that have exposed themselves to that kind of ultraviolet light. So the first thing I recommend, that anyone who has been to suntanning salons more than a couple times, you know, once or twice probably not going to make a difference, but if you've done it habitually like so many people do, then it's probably a good idea to check with your dermatologist or a dermatologist about once a year. Let that person do a full body check from the top of your head to between your toes and everything in between to make sure that you haven't done any real bad damage, because, you know, I don't want to scare anyone, but melanomas, which are a particularly not good type of skin cancer, those are much more likely in people who have been to those suntanning salons. But certainly not everyone develops those, thank God. But everyone who goes to the suntanning salons, they absolutely increase the rate of wrinkle development. And you're 30 years old, you know, some people think, well, I'm not going to get wrinkles till I'm 50. Well, you know, I've seen so many patients come in at 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old with lots of wrinkles, lots of sun damage. And so we do start programs. And I think certainly it's never too late to start using sunscreen. You can start today. You can use certain things on your skin that can reverse some of the sun damage, and that's vitamin A in any form, whether it's prescription Retin-A or whether it's the retinol products, which are in Johnson & Johnson products, or mine. I have something called retinol propionate, which is in my nighttime. So the vitamin A drugs are the only things that can actually reverse the sun damage, and they are all drugs. We put them in skin creams, but they're drugs. But once you get those wrinkles, Allie, once you start seeing those wrinkles, it's unlikely, to be honest, that you're going to get complete reversal of those wrinkles with any skincare program. You have to be on a skincare program. It will help. It'll decrease the rate of aging. And it will reverse to some extent some of those wrinkles. But honestly, it's not too early to start Botox. You mentioned Botox. I have lots of patients that take Botox at your age. And you know, I have a lot of patients also that have come in. They want to prevent the development of wrinkles. And I used to say, yeah, that kind of doesn't make sense. Might as well just save up for a good vacation instead of using Botox. But there's some data now that say that people who use Botox in their early 20s and follow through will actually get some decrease in stalling the development of wrinkles, the crow's feet wrinkles, the forehead wrinkles. And the wrinkles that you will get, are you married, Allie?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, when you're married, you're going to develop those wrinkles between your eyebrows. And the reason you will is because you're going to yell at you're going to yell at your husband. You're going to yell at your kid. Oh, that's terrible, right? But they do develop when you get older. And you can actually prevent the development of those vertical wrinkles. You know, the Botox company likes to call those the 11 lines because they look like an 11 between your brows. And if we inject Botox, then we can actually stall or even prevent the development of those wrinkles. I use the term Botox, by the way. There's really a lot of different Botox-like drugs now. There's Botox. I use that interchangeably with one called Xeomin. That's spelled with an X. Or Dysport. That's another one of those. There's another one called Javu, which is a hard one to pronounce. It's an American company. They want it to sound like a French name, I guess. And then there's another one that was just FDA approved last week, a fifth Botox type drug. And yet one more coming by the Revance company, probably in a few more months. They're not FDA approved yet, but they will be. And so there's a lot of different drugs out there. They all do something very similar. They paralyze the muscles. So wrinkles, if we think of wrinkles, they're sort of like a repetitive use injury. You know, runners get repetitive use injuries in their knees. Well, people who smile, people who are in the sun, get repetitive use injuries in their skin. And eventually, those, you know, the corrugation of the skin over the muscle will cause a crack, and we call that a wrinkle. And the longer you live, the longer you animate your face, the deeper those wrinkles will get. So Botox is simply the best way to stall the development of wrinkles and treat the wrinkles that have already developed. So that's the top half of your face. You also mentioned wrinkle filler?
I did.
Yeah. So wrinkle filler is very popular. You know, 6.5 million people had Botox last year in the United States. 6.5 million people. That's a lot of Botox. And that's why all those other companies are getting into the game now, because it's a lot of money, a lot of people that are having it. But wrinkle fillers are not too far behind. Nearly 2 million people had wrinkle filler last year. And I use wrinkle filler in the bottom half of the face, about the mid-nose down, and I use Botox for the wrinkles in the upper part of the face. I don't like to use wrinkle filler for the lines of the forehead because of that pesky risk of blindness, unfortunately. There is a risk of blindness, not from Botox, but from injecting wrinkle filler, the gel wrinkle fillers around the eyes, the nose and around the eyes and under the eyes. So not a great idea for most people, but there are exceptions to every rule. But I like filler for the smile lines, those lines, those nasolabial folds that start at the corner of your nose and go down to the corner of your mouth. I'm looking at someone with one now, and yeah, the wrinkle lines can be treated with wrinkle filler. And there's different types out there. There's Restylane, there's Juvederm, lots of different brands also. And I treat not only those lines, but at the same time, if you're 30 years old, you might be developing those, but you might have lips that are maybe a little on the small side, or maybe you don't have a beautiful Cupid's bow. Everybody wants one of those, right? You know what that is? You know, the peaks of the upper lip as you, when you smile, you see those two little peaks, right? Do you have those?
No, but I want them.
Yeah, you want them, and most people do want them. You want a nice lip, and with wrinkle filler, we can create those Cupid bows, and we can create the ridges between your nose and those Cupid bows, and you know they tend to go away as you get older. And by 40, you're already losing the Cupid's bow. You're already losing those ridges, and your nasal labial folds decrease. And the worst thing is to have those radial lines around your lips. The ones that go like spokes of a wheel. You probably don't have those yet at age 30, but by 40, you're going to see the first few, and we can fill those with wrinkle filler. So very common. I wouldn't use preemptive wrinkle filler in someone 30, but I've had plenty of people in their 30s that do have nasolabial folds that are a little deep, a little visible. We don't want to remove those completely, by the way, and a lot of people say, I don't want folds at all, but that's not appropriate because if you look at a 14-year-old, that 14-year-old will have nasolabial folds, and if we remove those completely, you don't look human anymore. So the artistry of doing good filler and good Botox is allowing you to look just natural, normal, not distorted, and certainly not alien. We want you to look normal with all these things. Have I answered your question?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Perry.
Thanks so much for calling, Allie. And stay tuned. There's more to the show. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WOR's What's Your Wrinkle? 800-321-0710. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that superfood. Yeah, there is a superfood that can actually decrease the aging of your skin. Biologically proven now. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back after these messages. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
Back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800-321-0710. Give me a call. We've got Virginia on the line. Virginia, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I have kind of an interesting question. I used to have really beautiful hands, and now the skin has shrunken away, and I'm left with these blue veins. Not pretty.
Virginia, how old are you?
72.
So you have a very young voice, Virginia. So you're 72. So at 72, Virginia, you have lost 42% of the thickness of your skin. You know that? Isn't that terrible? Yeah. You've lost 42% of the collagen in your skin, which is the structural layer of the skin, the structural protein. And that collagen is kind of a white material. And that's one of the reasons you can actually see through your skin by the time you're 72 years old. But you know, plastic surgeons have been hard at work on this issue. And in the last decade, we have all sorts of things to make your hands look better. So one of the things I like to do is inject Radius. That's a type of wrinkle filler that I use less in the face than I used to, but I use a lot of it in the hands. It's a white material, and it stays around for almost 2 years. And so I inject, there's four different locations in the by your fingers and four locations in the top of your hand. And I inject it and I massage it along where your veins are so that you have a harder time seeing your veins. And it really does rejuvenate your skin very, very nicely. And when we do that, sometimes a lot of people also have splotchy brown spots on their skin. Do you have that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it goes hand in hand with the thinning of the skin. So the fractionated laser is very useful for that. It's a different treatment. We can do them the same day, by the way. So I laser the brown spots on the hands, and I've got the coolest machine. I've got one of these fractionated lasers, and you put your hand in the machine. It's really very space age, and it zaps you in about 2 seconds. And we do it maybe three times, and then you get a peeling of the skin of your hand. And if there's a real dark spot, we'll take your hand out and specifically zap that spot. And it's very effective in getting rid of those. And of course, we have to make sure they're nothing more than just an age spot. Most of these are. Sometimes it's a seborrheic keratosis, but they're not common on the hands. Sometimes there's moles. Not a common spot also for skin cancers. And that's interesting because the hands are exposed to sun more than almost any part of your body other than your face, and yet they're fairly resistant to getting skin cancers. But they do tend to get those brown spots, so we can laser those off very easily. So we have all sorts of things to make your hands look as young as your voice.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much, Dr. Perry.
All right, Virginia, thanks so much for your phone call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I believe we've got Bill on the line. Bill, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Yes. Doctor, I know this might be a little bit off the topic of today, but I had a question. I have atrophic rhinitis for many years, And I'm thinking about a rhinoplasty, just a nose reduction, a slight nose reduction. I wonder if that's appropriate, if that's possible, if you have atrophic rhinitis.
Okay, so you have a condition of your nose that's not particularly common. It's an inflammation of mostly of the lining of the nose and the bones of your nose. Are you sure that's what you have?
Well, that's what I was told.
Doctors
I spoke to were kind of, you know, wondering about what it was to diagnose.
Yeah, now, are you sure you don't have another condition of the nose that's characterized by thickening of the skin of the nose?
I'm not sure
okay.
about that.
All right. So, well, the first thing is that you need an appropriate diagnosis. And what we do, you know, for atrophic rhinitis, there's not a surgical solution. But for thickening of the skin, which is a lot more common, and it occurs in a fair number of people as they get older. It starts with a condition of the skin, of the nose and the cheeks, a thickening. Remember Jimmy Durante, the actor?
Sure.
Yeah, he had that in a big way. I've actually operated on a number of people with this condition, and sometimes we remove a fair amount of skin from those. Sometimes we shave the skin, and sometimes we actually lift the skin off the nose and trim it. It sounds quite interesting, doesn't it? Some of the people that are listening has probably just hit the floor. But, you know, for that sort of condition of the nose, there are surgical solutions. For atrophic rhinitis, that's not really treatable with surgery. That requires, I would go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Ear, nose, and throat, that's an otolaryngologist. And they're the experts in diseases and conditions of the nose. So first thing is you have to get an appropriate diagnosis. And I do think that the ear, nose, and throat doctor, you know, maybe in conjunction with a dermatologist, but not a plastic surgeon, is the more appropriate doctor to go to.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I was told to use vitamin A and D ointment.
No, I don't know what that's going to do. I'm not sure that's going to do too much for either of those conditions. That's just basically a moisturizer for the skin of the nose. So I'm not sure.
Right,
I'm not
right.
sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen an ear, nose, and throat doctor yet?
Yes, years ago.
Yeah.
And a general practitioner I saw told me that he used the term atrophic rhinitis.
Yeah.
And then I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who examined me, and you know, and he kind of concurred with that term, although he didn't do, you know, give me any other specific diagnosis at all.
Yeah,
but recommended
yeah. Well,
the use of the vitamin A and D ointment.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but you know, I would go back to that ear, nose, and throat doctor and talk about your symptoms, you know. And, you know, true atrophic rhinitis, it's mostly a dry nose with crusting and chronic infections in the nose, not a surgical illness. But a good ear, nose, and throat doctor should be able to get to the bottom of it. Thanks so much for the phone call, Bill. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So, you know, I've been asked over the years, what foods can I eat? Is there anything I can eat to try and decrease sun damage to my skin? You know, and it's for the most part, the answer has been, not a lot of information about that. But there is something now. There is. And I wonder how many of you would guess what food you can actually eat. There is one. Some people say tomatoes. Well, actually, the effect of tomatoes and tomato sauce and ketchup and things like that, it's so small an effect that it's really unmeasurable practically. You know, certain things you can measure in the laboratory. But you can't see an effect on you. And the real test when we're dealing with clinical things or things that affect your appearance is what you look like in the mirror, more so than what scientists can measure in the lab, right? Well, there is something now, though, and I think the science is really becoming quite clear. How many of you drink green tea? I bet you a lot of you drink the tongue twister, green tea. It turns out that green tea has something called catechin, and that's a type of chemical that actually is quite effective at decreasing ultraviolet damage. It really is. So if you drink green tea or eat other things that have these catechins in them, then you actually actually get less sun damage when you're given a certain dose of ultraviolet light. That means if you're in the sun for, let's say, 20 minutes and you're a person that your skin gets kind of red, if you drink green tea, it might take 25 minutes before you get that redness. There is a significant amount of protection. You might not think that's a lot, but it actually is. And it's not something you should do alone. You shouldn't just drink tons of green tea and go out in the sun without sunscreen. But it is something you can supplement and help your skin be a little bit more resistant to the effects of ultraviolet light. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about this and what foods, what teas have the most, because there are differences, the most of this catechin ingredient in it. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. We'll be back after these words. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To, well, you know, give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So in the break, you know, Noah is a stickler for these things. And I pronounce the word catechin. I've always pronounced it that way. But he says, yeah, maybe catechin. You know, that's some people pronounce. It's not a well-pronounced word. And very few people other than biochemists talk about this. And some other radio personalities. So catechin, catechin, I don't know, tomato, tomato, right? Anyway, it is a valuable substance. And one that's present in green tea. So if you drink green tea, you're getting a lot of it. But there are some different green teas that are better than others. And there was actually a study. It's about a 15-year-old study. It's not that new. But it turns out that some of the simplest teas and the least expensive, like Lipton tea, Lipton green tea, and Celestial Seasoning green tea, they have the highest amounts. And, you know, others, the ones that they call decaf teas, well, you know, they take out the caffeine. They also take out a lot of these catechins, Noah says, catechins. Salada, green tea, about a third of the amount of Lipton green tea. So it does make a difference which type of tea you drink. But if you do drink one cup a day before you go out, maybe two or three cups, there's nothing bad about drinking green tea. It's actually a very good habit. And one great benefit that you're going to get is a little bit more resistance to the effects of ultraviolet light. So that's a good thing. All right. And by the way, the study was done in the journal Molecules. I'm sure many of you read that one. It's one that I read all the time. While you're drinking the green tea, it is interesting. In the very same issue was this month's issue of Molecules. Yeah, the June issue. You all read that. Well, they talked about the antiviral effects of green tea and how it actually has some antiviral effects against COVID. Now, we're winding down the pandemic, right? I hope all my listeners have had the vaccine. I'm sure if you're smart enough to listen to this show, you're smart enough then to get the vaccine. There's no excuse at this point not to have it. You can go to the drugstore and get the vaccine. And, yeah, you can benefit from drinking green tea because it actually inhibits the antiviral effects of COVID. Yeah, probably not enough to keep you from getting it, but you never know, and certainly a good thing to do. All right, so we had a call earlier today about using Botox, using fillers in a 30-year-old, which I guess does qualify as a millennial. I think apparently the definition of millennials, people born between 1981 and 1996. And it turns out that the millennials are pretty big users of cosmetic surgery in my practice and in the United States. You know, I think all those shows have finally made their impact, all the plastic surgery shows, and they've watched them, and they're out there just like you are at age 63 looking at the plastic surgeon's office and maybe having a surgical procedure, maybe having a filler or Botox. Remember that story about Heidi Montag years and years ago? I guess that was about 10 years ago when she had something like 11 procedures in one day and lived to talk about it. In a later memoir, she talked about how she had a cardiac arrest on the table. That's crazy, right? Well, you know, you don't want to have 11 procedures in one day, but one or two, that's reasonable. And certainly the non-invasive procedures, very reasonable as a millennial. And I do a lot of lasers on millennials because, as it turns out, your generation, you millennials out there, have an awful lot of sun damage because you didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to this show 16 years ago. You went out in the sun. You went to those tanning salons, and you got all sorts of damage. So, you know, continuing how we get rid of the wrinkles, we talked a little bit about the Botox. We talked a little bit about the fillers. But the CO2 laser, I call it the fractionated CO2 laser, and that differs from the old CO2 lasers that just simply removed your skin. The fractionated ones, now if you're squeamish, you might not want to hear what I'm about to say, but they drill little holes in the skin and leave the intact skin between the holes. And it turns out that's just as good as the old-fashioned laser that removed all the skin. And what it does is it causes a shrinkage of the skin because it's a burn, right? You know, laser is a burn. Face it, it is. Many of the technologies that we use as plastic surgeons cause a heat injury. We use Ulthera, which is ultrasound, causes a heat injury. We use lasers, which is light energy, causes a heat injury. We use radio frequency, which is another name for electric current, that causes a heat injury. There's a lot of different ways to create a heat injury, but they all have something in common. So I call those the energy-induced facial rejuvenation techniques. And I just gave this lecture to the residents at Columbia, and so I'm well-versed on this one, and as I am on most of these things. But certainly, when we do the fractionated laser of the face, we cause your body to shrink the skin, because that's what happens in a burn. Your body wants to shrink the area that's been burned. And also we generate new collagen. And as if you heard me talking to, I think it was Virginia earlier in the show, as you get older, your collagen thins at a rate of 1% per year. Your skin thins. So if we can do something to maintain our collagen, that's a good thing. Your skin will look better. You'll have less wrinkles. So, you know, skincare program, absolutely. And the most important thing in terms of maintaining our collagen is vitamin C. And someone asked me earlier today what level of vitamin C, I believe that was Susan who asked me that question, what level of vitamin C do you need in order to maintain your collagen or get stimulation of collagen? And it's a minimum of 5%, 5% vitamin C. And it's got to be just the right form of vitamin C. Your body is very particular. It's the form that you drink in orange juice, that you eat in oranges, and that's in tomatoes, but it's not the form that the scientists make that's more stable. You know, one of the problems with vitamin C, it's a very unstable chemical, and it is a chemical. It's a vitamin, but it's a chemical, and it tends to degrade very rapidly when it's exposed to oxygen, when it's exposed to water, when it's exposed to ultraviolet light or just normal light. And it kind of goes away. So if you put vitamin C on your skin in the morning and go out in the sun, it's gone in 10 minutes. Gone. Completely gone. That's why I tell my patients, put the vitamin C on your skin at night before you go to sleep. And that's why my nighttime serum has vitamin C in it. It's not the morning, not the daytime serum that has vitamin C. So vitamin C is the vampire vitamin, as is vitamin A. They're necessary to be put on at night, and they do their work at night. But vitamin C is the single most important stimulator of collagen. So if you're going to do one thing for your skin, if it's thinning, so Virginia, I'm talking to you, it's vitamin C, and you need at least 5%, 10% is better. But the companies know that vitamin C degrades very rapidly, and the average typical company uses a chemical that's not what your body can make use of, which is called L-ascorbic acid. I'm not trying to make chemists out of each of you, but it does give you power if you understand what is in all those chemicals and all those things when you go to Sephora, when you go to Ulta, and you look on the shelves and you just don't understand. This one says vitamin C, you know, is that going to, but it also says put it on in the morning. Well, something's wrong there because you can't put it on in the morning. It doesn't do anything. And it's got to be in the form L-ascorbic acid. If it doesn't say L-ascorbic acid on the label, you're probably getting something that is legally allowed to be called vitamin C, but can't be used by your body. Cannot be used by your body. So you want L-ascorbic acid at least 5%. So that's one of the things that will stimulate collagen formation. But if you don't have the 6 months that it takes to really see a good effect of the vitamin C, you might want to consider using the laser, the fractionated laser, which is really a great tool. And we treat your face and your neck and your hands, your arms, with the fractionated laser. And I can do it all in one session. And then we let it heal. And how long it takes to heal depends on how deep I go. The nice thing about the laser is I can go deep in areas that you need it, and very superficially in areas that we just want to have a nice even skin tone. So if I go over your nose, usually there's not a lot of visible sun damage on the nose, and we can go superficially over the nose. But around your lips and around your eyes, we might want to go a lot deeper with the laser, and the laser allows us to do that. With a chemical peel, hard to do that kind of thing. And chemical peels really don't help wrinkles all that much. They just help the splotchy pigmentation. So the laser is a great tool. It causes your body to shrink the skin. We get extra skin as we get older. We know that. The jowls, the extra skin all over your face. You know, it just seems to grow in places you don't want it, right? And we put fat on in places we don't want it. Take it away places we do want it. But the laser can help you shrink the skin and generate new collagen. So that's one of the wonderful things that we have to offer for facial rejuvenation. And I do lasers in women as young as, probably the youngest was 25 years old. So it's not too soon. And why do I say women and not men? Men do not do well with lasers. They really don't. If we do a very superficial laser on a man, well, okay. They still have to hide about 5 or 6 days. And then they go out. But men do not like to wear makeup, and if you have a laser, you are definitely going to have to wear makeup for at least 2 weeks to cover up because there's redness. And I say, you know, the redness, a lot of people say, I don't want to be red, but the truth is, while you're red, that's the period that you're getting shrinkage of the skin. It's that inflammatory period in your face. We need to protect your skin with sunscreen. Very important after a laser. And in fact, most of my patients with lasers, I start on something called hydroquinone beforehand. That's a drug that turns off the cells that make pigment. Because one of the problems with lasers, there's a lot of good things, but there's some bad things that go with every procedure that we do. And one of the problems with lasers is that inflammation that can cause pigment changes, it's called post-inflammatory pigmentation of the face. And so what I do is I put you on for, depends on your skin color. It might be 1 week. It might be 2 weeks beforehand. Twice a day, you use something called hydroquinone. And remember, by the way, when I talk about this, I'm not prescribing for you listening to the show. I'm talking to educate you and entertain you. But you can't take exactly what I say as gospel for you because this is a radio show. You need to get that from your own doctor. So that's my legal disclaimer. But 2 weeks of hydroquinone will usually turn off the cells that make pigment. We do the laser, and then once you're healed, often it's 4 weeks, sometimes even longer, that I put you on hydroquinone. Very important to do that because we don't want to get brown pigmentation of your face. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. We're going to take our break now, and we will be back after these messages. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamins C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To, well, you know, give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-PERRY-MD. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle. The music just cut right out there, no? All right. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of the show What's Your Wrinkle for 17 years and hopefully a lot longer. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. Give me a call. There's still 15 minutes left to the show. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about pronunciation. I call it catechins. Noah called it catechins. That reminded me, I was on Good Morning America a few years ago speaking with George Stephanopoulos about silicones and silicone breast implants. And, you know, I trained at Chicago, so I have an unusual pronunciation for some of the words. I pronounce liposuction, not liposuction. I pronounce silicone. I actually pronounce it silicon because that's how we pronounce it in Chicago. So I was on with George Stephanopoulos, and I pronounce it silicon, and he pronounced it silicone. And I got some very heated emails afterwards from several people, you know, one linguist and one other plastic surgeon, and they said, what's wrong with you? You don't know how to pronounce silicone. And, you know, I figured, okay, that's all they have to do in life is call and email people on TV for mispronouncing or pronouncing a word a little differently than, you know. Anyway, I guess that's what some people do. You're entitled to, well, catechin, whatever it is. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and that's the way I pronounce my name. 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So here we are. We're in full summer now. It's July. It's hot out. Not today, but tomorrow it's going to be. We're in the worst season of the year for sun exposure. You should be using sunscreen. Oh, before I forget, by the way, it's July 4th weekend. We've got our very special promotion. If you use the July 4 code, it's July 4, not July 4th, you get 25% off all of the products. We haven't had a sale like this in an awful long time. Probably, I guess we have to go back to Black Friday. So this is your time. If you're interested in purchasing the products, this is it. Go to the website, drperrys.com, drperrys.com. And then you put in the code July 4 at the end. You know, you go through the whole process. It's going to look like you're being charged more, but you won't, because if you put the code in July 4, then you will get 25% off all the products. And I get a lot of people calling on Monday morning. It's going to be Tuesday this week because some of you kind of get a little overwhelmed by the computer. That's okay. And don't like ordering or don't like putting your credit card in the computer. That's okay too. Even though this sale only goes to the end of July 4th, if you call the office and one of either my nurse or my skincare employees will answer the phone on Tuesday, and they'll take your order, and they'll honor the code. Don't worry. So you can call 732-422-9600 on Tuesday if you don't want to use the website. But anyway, it's a 25% offer for the July 4th code. All right. So it is that time of the year when everybody's getting sunburned. Everybody's getting sun damage to your skin. And a lot of people will regret it years later. Some regret it this summer. But I have a very good friend who I saw a few weeks ago. And I looked at his lower lip, and it looked like a chronic kind of peeling of the lip and maybe a little wound of the lower lip. And I said, you know, Mitch, you've got to go get this taken care of right away, and because this looks to me like it could be the start of a skin cancer. And skin cancers on the lip are very, very common. They're common because the lip is out there, the sun is beating on it, and a lot of people forget to put sunscreen on their lips. So they put sunscreen on their face, they wear ultraviolet light protecting eyeglasses and sunglasses. So your eyes are protected, your face is protected, but your lips are out there getting the full brunt of ultraviolet light. So first of all, to prevent this, you want to choose a lip gloss with sunscreen. And the best one, of course, is one with zinc oxide. I don't have a brand to give you. I don't have a product like this, although I might. But I don't yet. And it's a zinc oxide containing lip gloss. That's what you want to put on your skin every day. And if you use lip, you know, a lot of the lipsticks do have SPF in them, but you have to make sure it's an adequate amount. You have to put it on repeatedly because it depends on the sunscreen ingredient. Zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are perfect in lip glosses because a lot of them do have a little skin color to them. That's okay on your lip. The invisible ones, which are the chemical sunscreens, I'm not a fan of because you lick those off. You have to reapply those probably every half hour on the lip. And, you know, that's just more than most people can do. But anyway, if you do get that condition, it's called actinoculitis. Actinoculitis. And the problem with it, it's a chronic condition of the lip. You start getting it, some people as early as their 40s, and certainly in their 50s, lots of people in their 60s and 70s get this. So it can develop into a squamous cell carcinoma. And squamous cell carcinomas are not ones that you really want to get on the lip. If you do get them, you have to get those taken care of right away. You see a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon, and they will do one of a number of treatments. And one of the treatments is that laser that I just mentioned, but not the fractionated laser in this situation. We want to use the full laser on the skin, and we want to vaporize the tissue of the lower lip and let it heal in. And sometimes we actually, if you've already developed the squamous cell carcinoma of your lower lip, then we might actually move in some skin from it's called mucosa if it's in your mouth, and we move it from in your mouth and cover the lip with new skin. But again, it's called mucosa. A lot of people don't know what mucosa is. That's the inner lining of the mouth and the inner lining of the lips. It's easier to say skin, right? So we might use that. We might use a number of treatments like Effudex, which is a topical chemotherapy. We might use Imiquinox. It's a hard word to say, right? Or Picato, that's another word. There's a lot of these different ones that dermatologists use more than plastic surgeons to decrease the actinokeratosis, the actinoculitis it's called on the lip, and even to treat early skin cancers. All right, we have on the line Jacqueline. Jacqueline, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I have a question about what can be done. I'm 56, and I haven't worn lipstick in quite a number of years. I started getting that lipstick bleed or that feathering appearance many, many years ago, and I'm happy with the way my lips look. I don't want them to be plump. I just want to be able to wear lipstick again and not have that feathery lipstick bleed.
Yeah. So that is so typical. You're 50. How old are you again, Jacqueline?
56.
So you're 56. Did you ever smoke?
No. Very, very, very little when I was, a teenager. But I did spend quite a bit of time out in the sun when I was a teenager.
Right, right. So here's what happens. So there's a circular muscle that goes around the lips. It's called, here's your word for the day. Now we're out of the pandemic almost, so we're going to cocktail parties again. So here's your word for the cocktail party. It's called the orbicularis oris. It's the circular muscle around the mouth. And it goes completely around the mouth, and it shortens and allows your mouth to grasp straws, to kiss, and to eat properly. So it's called the orbicularis. But when it flexes the muscle, like the your bicep and your arms, your biceps flexes and you move your arm in, well, when that muscle flexes, you corrugate the skin of your upper and lower lips. And when you hit a certain age, and it's usually somewhere around the late 40s, early 50s, that corrugation that has occurred hundreds, if not thousands of times each day, eventually it causes a little crack in the skin, and we know that as a wrinkle, right? That's what a wrinkle is. It's a repetitive use injury of the skin. And so the older you get, the more wrinkles you get. And around the mouth, what also happens at the same time that you get those wrinkles, the border of your lip, and again, that's called the vermilion border. It's the junction between the red of your lip and the white of the skin of your lip. It's called the vermilion border of your lip. Well, if you're 30 years old and you run your finger along your lip, you'll feel a little ridge. But if you're your age, Jacqueline, do it right now. I bet you cannot feel that ridge anymore, can you?
I actually can, and I actually looked in the mirror when you were talking to another caller about that, and always when I was younger, those two, what did you call them, Cupid lines, they've always been very pronounced with my mouth. I have two really pronounced points, and those lines that go from the nose to the mouth, they're still very pronounced.
Well, you're lucky. You are lucky. You've got good genes then. And you haven't had as much sun damage as you might think you have if those persist. But regardless, you have those lipstick bleed lines, right? Those lines that go around your lips like spokes of a wheel. They're pretty vertically oriented in the middle, and they angle towards the sides on the top and the bottom, right?
Exactly.
All right. So here's what we do. The best way to treat those is with filler. And I use different types of fillers. It's all hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a normal constituent of your skin, and it's one that also decreases. Just like collagen goes away at a rate of 1% per year after age 30, so does hyaluronic acid. And hyaluronic acid is responsible for keeping your skin nice and moist in appearance because it's called, another word, it's called a humectant. A humectant is a chemical that attracts water. And as you lose humectants, as you lose hyaluronic acid in your skin tends to dry out. Your skin tends to look dry, feel dry. And so one of the things we do is inject. We can't put hyaluronic acid on our skin. You can, but it doesn't really do anything. It's just a moisturizer that doesn't get in your skin. And the reason it doesn't, and there's a lot, by the way, in my spying this afternoon at Ulta, which I did. You know, I go to these stores and I look at all these different products in my spying. I've got my picture is probably in the back of the back office because they see me looking at the ingredient list. But you know, the hyaluronic acid, it's a huge chemical. It weighs hundreds of thousands, and you don't even know what that means. Well, hundreds of, it means nothing except for the fact that anything over 500 weight of a chemical can't get through the skin. So hyaluronic acid has no chance whatsoever of getting through the skin unless I inject it with a needle, which is what we do with wrinkle filler. So I use things like Restylane Kiss. That's the new one. It's really a very nice wrinkle filler. Or Juvederm Volbella, V-O-L-B-E-L-L-A. Those are my two favorites for the lipstick bleed lines now. I numb you up like a dentist does so it doesn't hurt. And then I inject each and every one of those wrinkles. But that's not enough. I also want to reestablish that vermilion border. What I told you about, the thing that goes away as you get older, because when that vermilion border is not there, then you tend to wrinkle more. And it's easier to get those lipstick bleed wrinkles. By the way, I've had people who have had lipstick bleed wrinkles a half inch out along their lip. That means they put lipstick on their lips and it wicks along that wrinkle a half an inch. I don't know how far yours goes, but we can help that. So wrinkle filler is excellent for that. I reestablished the Cupid's bow. I reestablished those ridges that you talked about, the filtral ridges between the nose and the Cupid's bow. I put wrinkle filler in the nasal labial folds, the folds between the corner of the mouth and the corner of the nose, and the marionette lines, which are some of the most distressing lines you can get as you get older, because, you know, every child has a nasal labial fold, but no child has a marionette line. No child. And when you get marionette lines, it's very disturbing. But I use Restylane Lift. That's another one. Yeah, I use different fillers. There's lots of different fillers. And each of the fillers has a good thing that we use it for. So the Restylane Lift is very good for the marionette lines and the angle of the jaw. The Restylane Kiss is really good for those radial lines. So there's all sorts of different wrinkle fillers I have in my armamentarium to use. And sometimes I'll use two, three, or even four wrinkle fillers in the same patient. So very important that your doctor understand the differences in these wrinkle fillers. But, you know, the lipstick bleed lines, pretty easy to get rid of these days with the filler. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate that. How long would something like that last?
Great question. In with the Juvederm products, the new generation, it's about 66% of people maintain the result for 1 year. So that's pretty good, but that means a third of people don't have a result at a year. Some people go as long as a year and a half with the result. My average patient comes back about between 9 and 12 months after the wrinkle filler to go ahead and get more. All right.
Pretty good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help with that.
Well, thanks so much for calling. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Noah begins to wave his hands. I can see him in the studio 150 miles away. Yeah, you know, I'm in the Hamptons this weekend, broadcasting live from a soggy Hamptons. Noah, I want to thank you so much for, once again, great engineering and coaching. Noah's my coach here. He'll tell me when I pronounce a word differently than the way he wants it pronounced. All right, Noah. Every weekend, right here at 6 o'clock, and during the week, you can go to periplasticsurgery.com. That's the website. Go to the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And once again, we've got the July 4th code, July 4 code at drperrys.com for 25% off all the products. Thanks a lot, Noah. We'll see everybody next week, 6 o'clock. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.